Jack and News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and my king will peak tomorrow at 22, Pretoria 23, Emalahleni 21, Tzaneen 19 degrees.
On the roads in Midrand, slow moving traffic on the N1 North heading towards Samrand Road from Buccleuch, and in Pretoria the traffic is moving slowly as well on the N1 North going towards the Storm 4 Road exit.
In your sport headlines, All Black prop Ethan de Groot ruled out of the BOC test matches, and Madrid's Bellingham set to be out for a month with a cough injury.
The Gauteng government has introduced new procurement measures in memory of whistleblower Babita Deokaran on the third anniversary of her assassination. The former acting chief financial officer of the Gauteng Health Department was a key witness in corruption probe involving the procurement of 850 million rand's personal protective equipment during the COVID-19 pandemic at Tembisa Hospital. She was shot outside a Johannesburg home. Here's provincial government spokesperson Vuyo Maga.
We want to continue to inform people of Gauteng that the provincial government is doing everything it can to make sure that we fight corruption in our province. All HODs in Gauteng have undergone lifestyle audit.
To the northwest now, where police say they're aware of an alleged mining accident at an illegal operation near Rustenburg. It's alleged two illegal miners became trapped following a rockfall in the area this week. Yes, police spokesperson Sabata Makwabone.
The challenge we have at illegal mining sites or areas, especially when incidents like this occur, is that they are not reported to the police, as those who mine know that they are doing this illegally. We received an anonymous call on Wednesday and consequently dispatched a vehicle, but no one was found or prepared to point the spot where the alleged incident occurred.
Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Dean McPherson has announced plans to hold an urgent meeting with all Public Works MECs to develop a concrete solution to tackle the rising phenomenon of so-called construction mafias. The minister has already met with KwaZulu-Natal Public Works MEC Martin Mayer and is yet to receive a report on the extent of the problem in the province. Construction mafias have been targeting infrastructure developments, business entities and construction sites countrywide by extorting money from contractors. The city of Mombela has refuted claims that recent diarrhea outbreak is due to contaminated water. The outbreak has, over the last month, reportedly led to 70 confirmed cases. Residents have since been up in arms. Yes, city of Mombela spokesperson Joseph Ngala.
Various tests have been done since the outbreak happened, not just by the municipality, but by various stakeholders. And we have not found anything that points to the fact that our water is not fit for consumption.
And finally, the Berlin Zoo resident panda Ming Ming has delivered twins for the second time. The birth has been hailed as rare and a boost to the endangered creatures. The cubs were born yesterday. The gender of the cubs are yet to be determined. I'm Chanel September, net weer die hoofnuusste uur. Dis vandag presies 3 jaar sedert die sluipmoord op Gauteng fluitjieblaser Babita Deokaran.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.